Morning Watch. The Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy, Week 6. Being a vessel open to the Lord and living ordinary days in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity, Saturday. Related verses, Romans 10:12-13. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all and rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:6-8. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. 1 Peter 1:3-4 and 22-23. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, kept in the heavens for you, since you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned brotherly love. Love one another from a pure heart fervently, having been regenerated, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the living and abiding Word of God. Related reading. When we call on the name of the Lord Jesus, we receive the process triune God. To open up our mouths and call is most normal. It is normal to call, O Lord Jesus. We can call on the Lord's name in any way, at any time, and in any place. Thank the Lord for the normality of calling, O Lord Jesus, O Lord Jesus. But when we call, O Lord Jesus, do you realize what we get? We get the process triune God. This is miraculous. To get the process triune God is the top miracle, the greatest miracle among all the miracles. In order to receive him, there is no need for me to dress up, make myself extremely neat, and be reverent by kneeling down in a proper way to pray in a formal way. There is no need for me to wait on the Lord for a number of days before I can contact, receive, and enjoy him. All that I need to do is call, O Lord Jesus, and I get the processed triune God for my enjoyment. This is the greatest miracle in this universe and the totality and absolute aggregate of all the miracles throughout all the generations. This is altogether miraculous, yet it is so normal. We can call on the Lord's name while we are driving or before we go to bed. Regeneration is a miraculous normality. Some inner life teachers said that it was not so easy to be regenerated, and they called regeneration the first blessing. I read a number of writings in an attempt to understand what regeneration is, but I could not find the answer until I read an article by Brother T. Austin Sparks. He said that regeneration was to receive God's divine life in addition to our human life. I was happy when I read that definition. From that day, I understood what regeneration is. To be regenerated is to be born of the Spirit in our spirit, thus obtaining God's divine life to become the sons of God. We have observed that many have been genuinely regenerated instantly. This is miraculous, yet normal. It is a miraculous normality. Now I would use an illustration from the Bible to show you that matters of spiritual life are normal matters. Romans 10:6-7 indicates that no one can cause Christ to come down from heaven and then to descend to the abyss and to be resurrected from the dead. Christ has already accomplished all this for us. God has already prepared everything of his salvation for us. This can be compared to God preparing air for human beings on the earth, so that once a person is born, with a cry, he can breathe the air into him. Today, if a person wants to be saved, he only needs to open his mouth and call, O Lord Jesus, then he will obtain salvation. The Lord as the Spirit is already in your mouth and in your heart. The Lord as the Word is also already in our hands and within us. Now you need only to receive the Word and contact this Spirit, and the Lord will become your supply. Then day by day you will be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will allow the Holy Spirit to descend upon you. This should be your daily experience. Brother Moody once said, "The greatest miracle in the universe is that man can be regenerated." Every day in the spiritual life, we can experience this great thing in the universe. It is miraculous yet normal. Therefore, it is a miraculous normality.